Next is Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-A, last name Shemery, S-C-H-E-M-E-R-Y, date of birth is 4/29/2000. It's a new patient, referring is Dr. Singleton, S-I-N-G-L-E-T-O-N. Reason for visit, ringing in the ears, then muffled hearing, then headache, HPI, 12-year-old female, who reports a two-week history of an occasional, of an intermittent ringing noise in both ears, period. She describes it as a long, high-pitched tone, period. It occurs quite randomly, period. After the noise goes away, comma, she reports muffled hearing for about 30 seconds, period. This occurs about once or twice per day, period. She also has an occasional mild headache after the symptom begins, which lasts for 30 minutes, period. She's uncertain whether she has any hearing loss, but she finds herself asking people to repeat themselves often, period. No significant ear problems in the past, period. She has been using ibuprofen BID regularly for the past several weeks due to foot surgery, period. She also listens to her iPad very loudly on a regular basis, period. Past medical allergies, past surgical none, social history, no one in the family smokes, comma, she is in the seventh grade, medications, vitamins, allergies, amoxicillin. Physical exam, general colon, healthy appearing female, and no apparent distress, period, voice is normal, period, face is symmetric, ears, colon, bilateral TMs and AEs are clear, period, excellent, ears are normal. New paragraph, audiogram, colon, normal hearing bilaterally, period, there is a slight discrepancy with the left ear being about 10 decibels worse than right at 2 and 4,000 hertz, but they are still with normal limits, period. She does admit to occasional more ringing in the left than in the right, period. SRT of 10, comma, 100% word formation bilaterally. Assessment, colon. Intermittent tinnitus with associated muffled hearing, period. I suspect that some of this may be due to her significant level of noise trauma, period. Alex showed me how loudly she listens to her iPad, and she is turning it up full volume. With earbuds, period. We had a long discussion today with her and her mother about the importance of ear protection, period. The ring in the ears, followed by the muffled hearing, comma, similar to going to a loud concert, comma, are a sign of perhaps a slight temporary threshold shift, period. I don't think that it's related to her ibuprofen, but certainly she has been using this on a regular basis, which is new for her period plan. We talked about ways to accommodate to the ringing period. We also talked about diminishing the loudness of the iPod period. We're going to meet back in about 1 month, 1 to 2 months to see how she's doing, period, at the end. But CC, call on Dr. Singleton.